press's attention away from the trade that the president had hoped would be the focus of this summit.
Well,
right?
And let me ask you about that, Wendell, because, you know, here's the president hoping to be talking about trade agreements and economic cooperation in the summit of the Americas. And now all of a sudden this scandal erupts out of nowhere. Is there anger over this apparent embarrassment here by the White House? How would you characterize their reaction?
Well, it's certainly an embarrassment because it takes the focus away from what the president would like the focus to be on. But frankly, the trade aspect of this summit was light to begin with, and there were other elements that were coming to the fore, if you will. The drug decriminalization discussion that's going on here, the U.S., of course, objects to that, but there's more talk about that than there is about this scandal involving the Secret Service agents, and more talk about the fact that Cuba is the odd man out at this summit. Fidel Castro's brother, Raul Castro, asked not to attend here, and because of that, Ecuador's president didn't attend. Also, Hugo Chavez has passed up this summit. But once again, it has taken the focus away from what the president wanted it to be on, trade, and it's got us talking about something he'd rather we, the press, weren't talking about.